You could do in the Saturday evening, you decide to come here and encourage all each other and us also. Thank you for coming. So we'd like to start by introducing our topic. Do you all know what the topic today is? Crossroads. Okay. So I'd like to start by telling you one conversation. Conversation means discussion between two people. So today's conversation is between Karela and Neem. You know Karela? How many of you like to eat Karela sabji? My favorite sabji. And Neem? Anyway, one day Karela met Neem. And Karela told Neem what? That, oh dear Neem, you know, you are so sweet in taste. So imagine what Neem must have told. She's saying, come on yaar, you are no less sweet, you know. So this is very significant conversation. This is how we all in today's society we treat each other. What do? Unnecessarily flatter each other, you know. Talk nice things. I don't know, I must have told you this before, that one of our devotees went for a preaching program somewhere and he asked the host, ke koi topic, any specific topic you have? So he said, Maharaj, kuch achha achha batana. Matlab, we like to hear nice things. Not things which make us shake our conscience or make us guilty or nothing. Sab jo chal raha hai, you scratch my back and I scratch your back. So nobody talks the real thing of importance and something which is in our interest, in our hit. In India, there is a very famous scripture. Not exactly a scripture, but books which are known as Hitopadesh. You know Hitopadesh? Any of you all? India here. School mein padha hai Hitopadesh stories. The tortoise and the hare, the bear and the tiger. So many stories are there, isn't it? So Hitopadesh means, Upadesh means instructions. And Hit means in the welfare. Apne welfare ke liye, the instructions which are given, they are known as Hitopadesh. And they are so instructive that in a very simple way, they convey very deep lessons of life. That's why when the Arabs, they attacked India. How many people attacked India? Hundreds of people. Everybody found India as an easy target to attack, you know. That chalo, kuch nahi mila, India ko conquer kar lete. Britishers came, Mughals came, Afghans came, Arabs came. So when the Arabs came, they started looking for things of treasure. Okay, what can we take from here? So one of the things which they found interesting was the Hitopadesh. And many lessons and many good things they took from that. So I'd like to tell you one Hitopadesh story. Okay? Though you all are not from lower KG, higher KG, but still I'd like to tell you this story. Very nice story about a group of birds. You know migration? What is migration? In certain seasons, a flock of birds, all of them together, they go from one place to the other because the climatic conditions don't suit them. And sometimes they fly for miles and miles across oceans they go. It's a very long journey. So one such group of birds was flying from one place to the other across a lot of fields and mountains and barren land and everything. And obviously flying they got tired, so they were hungry. But for acres and acres they were seeing only bare land. So they were wondering, okay, what to eat now? We are... Suddenly one bird spotted, you know, a lot of grains were strewn on the floor. So he said, hurry, look there, you know, a lot of grains are there, let's go and eat. So all of them started going down. So the leader of the bird said, no, wait. Just think. What should you think? There are no fields around. There are no trees around. Where have these grains come from? There could be danger. So all the birds said, see, we are hungry right now. We cannot think of anything. Hunger and danger, whatever, two things we have to decide. So we cannot think right now. We are hungry. We are going down. So they all went flying down one by one and started happily eating. And they were feeling so nice that at last we found some food. And suddenly a string was pulled from somewhere and the whole net which was spread down picked up all the birds and they were hanging from a tree. All of them flocked in one net and they are all hanging from the tree. And while doing that they all started, you know, making all sounds that, oh, we should have listened to the leader. Then some birds started saying, but what to do, you know? We were at what? Crossroads. We had to decide between hunger and danger. So सम ऑफ देम वर सेइंग या वी शुड डू दिस एंड अदर्स वर सेइंग नो नो वी शुड नॉट डू दिस. सो दे सेड दे वर सच क्रूशियल डिसीजंस दैट दे हैड टू टेक बिकॉज दे वर हंग्री ऑल्सो एंड दे कुड थिंक कि देर कुड बी सम डेंजर बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली दे टुक द रॉन्ग डिसीजन एंड दे वर plucked up and put in the top of the tree. And then the leader came and he said, when the hunter went away, he said, don't worry, we'll think of some trick. What trick he told them? He's saying, see, now do as I told you. First you didn't listen to me, now you listen to me. All of you start flapping your wings in the same direction at the same time. And by doing that, you will get the desired result. So 1, 2, 3 and all of them started flapping, you know, together. And by the synergy which was created by that, what happened? The whole net got lifted with the birds. And the birds took the net and they all started flying away. And the hunter was shocked, you know. He's like, my God, I never thought birds have intelligence. Nowadays humans also don't have intelligence, but birds have intelligence. So very nicely they saved themselves. So I found that the story was very instructive, because this is just one incident. There are thousands of such incidents where all of us come at such a stage in life where there are crossroads. You understand? Difficult decisions to take. What happens with it? So Rasrani will tell us the definition of crossroad first, then we'll continue.
How many of you all know swans? You all have seen what are swans? You know what are swans. So this swan is a very regal animal, okay? A regal bird. And it's able to separate milk out of water, even when it's mixed together. So it's that intelligent. So basically, I request you to all be swans and separate the milk out of the water. She's a better speaker. I am not eligible to sit next to her and speak with her. But thank you all for just giving me this opportunity to add in my few words. The second thing I have to apologize is somehow the screen, the white screen, is not available today. So my attention is going to be slightly on the laptop, because I had prepared a PowerPoint. Since now the PowerPoint is not there, I might look here once in a while. So please forgive me for that. Now the dictionary defines the literal meaning of crossroads is literally like this: the point where two roads meet. Crossroads, okay? However, more often it's used in a figurative way. Figurative means symbolically, it means much more for us. So symbolically, what do crossroads mean? It means a crisis situation or a point in time where a critical decision or choice needs to be made. So what is crossroads? It's a point in life where a choice or a critical decision needs to be made. And this critical decision would lead to further creation of thought or event or an action. So Mataji will now continue.
So when we talk of a critical decision, the right word for it would be what? Junction. You know what's a junction? How many of you all have travelled by train? Nowadays everybody travels by flight, but in those good old days when we used to go by train, when long distance trains we go by, at some points it is a short halt and at some points there's a big halt. So we know that when there's a big halt means what? Tracks are being changed, or you know, some bogies are being attached, or some bogies are being disconnected. Those things happen. So if you are going to, some of us go to Calcutta side, go to Mayapur, a big junction is Ratlam. From there it changes direction, and it maybe sometimes it goes reverse or sometimes it goes in the front. Sometimes if you are going towards the Ahmedabad beach mein aata hai, these are big junctions which come. In Bombay, if you see, Dadar is a junction, Virar is a junction, Dahisar is a junction, Mira Road is a junction, Nayagaon is a junction. We say Virar is a junction, Borivali is a junction, Dadar is a junction. Why? Because it is a major point from where things can change. Right? Change is a only constant thing in life. You agree to that? Only thing which we can say guaranteed means what? Definitely things will change. That we all know. So if you see life, I mean obviously we compare everything to our life. Everything is a sample of what happens in our life, and what happens in my life, I'm sure it happens in your life, and it happens in her life and her life. Nobody's an exemption over here. So we all have different phases which we go through. If you just, mango season has just gone. If you see, there is kacha mango, there is pakka mango, and then there is overripe mango, pachak mango. So which mango do you like? Pakka mango. Kacha mango is khatta. Some people like it, but it's not the best of the taste. When it's an aam, so the in the mind, orange color comes. Not that green color, kacha mango. Ripe is, the best is just ripe mango. It's the most tasty, most enjoyable, most juicy and most pleasure giving. And when it gets overripe, it becomes thoda what? Sadela. It becomes pachak. It doesn't give that much of pleasure. Right? So life can also be compared to that. When we are kids, we are like what? Kacha mangoes. Sometimes, you know, you are playing, jane jo, kacha limbu hai, no? Some people, adults tell us that, no? When we are small, arre maaf kar do yaar, chodo. Kaach tod diya, ball khelte, kacha limbu hai, forget it. But if you are grown up and you do that, they are not going to leave you. One you will get, you know, for doing masti or something. So that is the just ripe mango is the youth. And old age, of course, we know. We are all pachak, you know. We cannot do anything much what we have desired. So if we take our life, youth becomes like a major, major junction in our life. You all agree to it? Why would you say it is a junction? What can change at youth? What happens in youth? What all changes? When you are small, you are happy playing with a lollipop or a ball or some, you know, rattle or something. Now, if you are upset, if your mother comes and says, "Ee, beta," so you will say, "Just shut up," you know. So your desires have changed, isn't it? If mommy would tell you when you are a kid, "Come on, wear this dress," you chup-chup, you will wear it. But now, you want to wear what you want to wear. So many changes take place at youth. Changes in our ideas, changes in our desires, changes in appetite. When you were a kid, you used to eat this much. Now you like to eat more, right? Changes in knowledge. Do you gain more knowledge? We gain more knowledge than what we were. When we were small, we knew ABCD. Now we know trigonometry and we know psychology and what all we fields which we do. We learn all these things also. So everything starts growing. Our hair also grows. Our body starts growing. And suddenly all these changes, we find it very difficult to adjust with it. But along with all these things, one thing which must grow is what? Our maturity. Which sometimes doesn't grow, unfortunately. What should grow, doesn't grow, and what should not grow, that starts growing. So, what is the definition of maturity which you would have? Maturity means the power of discrimination. Right? To be able to decide when you are at crossroads, to be able to decide what should I do and what should I not do. So, and major decisions of life take place at youth. When you are a child, life just goes on. Like if you are in a city and you are traveling intra-city, inside only you are traveling. Small, small lanes are there, you know. You go in this lane, that lane. So you have to take left turn, right turn, U-turn. You keep going round. And by mistake, if you took a wrong turn, you can just come out of another gully and go back and do that. You keep doing that till you reach the main highway. Once you reach the highway, it's a straight road where you want to go to your destination. Okay? Like from here, if I want to go to Pune, so I have to touch the Western Express Highway. First, then I'll go to Sion and either udhar se, I'll go. And highways are straight roads. They don't have any lanes and by lanes. So, but till you join the highway, you have to be very alert. Yahan jana hai, wahan jana hai, yahan jana hai, wahan. Otherwise, you don't reach the destination only. You go in the wrong destination. And I had that experience. 2-3 years back, my husband and me, we had gone to Noida. Delhi, Noida. And from there, we were going to go to Vrindavan. Means we landed at Delhi. From the airport, we went to one friend's place. And then from there, we had to go to Delhi. So he had given us direction. Ke yahan jana, from there is a bridge. Don't take that bridge. Go under that bridge. And there's a turn below that bridge. If you take that turn, you'll come around and you'll come on the highway. So we asked the driver, "Rasta malum hai na?" So driver said, "Ha, I know. So what happened? He started driving, local driver. Aur beech mein phone aaya usko. So he went on the phone. And while talking on the phone, he missed that turn which he had to take. And he took the wrong turn. Okay? And it was almost evening time. It takes hardly 2-2.5 hours to reach Delhi. I mean, to reach Vrindavan from Delhi. Must have been around like 5 o'clock or something. So we should have reached there by 6:37. We should have been in Vrindavan. So this fellow took a wrong turn and we kept going. We could see the highway is there. And we are traveling on a road parallel to the highway. But we just couldn't touch the highway. And because that road was parallel, every now and then some village would come up. So we would have to take a turn and go into the village and come out from the other side, chaurahe ke upar se, and then again go on that road, but we couldn't touch the highway. Just because we turned, missed that one small lane which we missed. So youth becomes like that. At this age, it's a major turning point, right? Main decisions you take at this time, you don't take when you are kids. By the time you are old, already decisions are taken. So major decisions like what? Education. Isn't it? 10th you pass. What to do after 10th? CET, this, that. So many things are happening nowadays. I am not even updated with what is happening. Because I passed out so many years back. So education is a major thing. After you finish education, then career comes. Whether to choose this career or that career. These I am talking of major crossroads. Smaller crossroads we face every day. Aaj kya khana hai breakfast mein? Sandwich or uttappa? Those are minor crossroads. If without uttappa you eat sandwich, no loss is going to take place. Chalega, tomorrow you can eat sandwich, you know. No issue. Or what to wear? I want to wear red dress or blue dress. I can wear day after tomorrow, I can wear the same. These are all very minor. What time to get up in the morning? 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. Small crossroad. But education, career, and major one is what? People are saying so shyly. Marriage! Why feel shy about it? We have to do it. So no need to do. So marriage nowadays, as it has become a very big gamble. Why? Because many people get married on through the net only. Whatever? Rightly, it is called internet. Those birds got fussed in the net. That's why it is called internet, where we get cheated so many times. So many marriages, Facebook and chat and all happens on the phone, and you fall in love on the net only, and then on the just few days before you see the boy, and maybe he's like 15 years elder to you or 20 years elder to you, and by then already you have gone so much ahead in the relationship, you don't know whether to go back, front, left, right. No clue of what we do. So these are, youth becomes this major junction where we need to decide these things. And that is why in youth festivals like today, like Chetna, we like to take these type of topics which can help us to decide at these crucial parts of our life. We should continue.
Yeah, so when are we at crossroads? Like Mataji mentioned, in every life, in each inch and everybody's life, we come at crossroads. So which areas do we face these crossroads? So when it comes to our thoughts, when it comes to our words, the choices that we make, the actions that we do, the judgment that we pass, the feelings that we feel, and the behavior that we display. Even the prayers that we, you know, say or offer, there is always a choice. We are always at the crossroads. So today we'll try to touch upon these areas in which we face crossroads and try to see what we can understand. So let's first talk about words. Now words, like Mataji said about flattery, words are like it's a sharp-edged sword. It can go this way or it can go other way. A famous author once quoted that words can inspire or words can even destroy. So you need to choose your words very, very well. In this light, I want to tell you a story. Now, I am a history teacher, unfortunately, at school. So my examples will be slightly historic in nature. So I'm from Pune also, and Pune is famous for its Peshwa history. Are you aware about the Peshwa history? This is after Shivaji's, Maratha kingdom. It went over to the Peshwas. So there's a huge Shanivar Wada in Pune, which was the seat of the Peshwas. Now, after Madhavrao Peshwa, one of the most powerful Peshwas, he left his body. His youngest brother, Narayan Rao, ascended the Gadi. Okay? Now, Narayan Rao was a minor. He was only 17 years old. So he was helped by his uncle, whose name was Raghunath Rao. And usually in families, you know what happens? Misunderstandings. So major misunderstandings happened in this family. And Narayan Rao and Raghunath Rao were always at loggerheads with each other. And as usual, the advisors were nicely poisoning both of their minds against each other. It went to such an extreme degree that Narayan Rao put Raghunath Rao and his wife Anandibai under house arrest. Now this was something that Raghunath Rao could not deal with. So he used his spy system and contacted a group of the Gardi soldiers and told them, see, you have one job. Somehow release me from my house arrest, capture Narayan Rao and I will give you a lot of wealth. Now in Marathi, the word capture is called dhara. What is the word capture? It's called dhara. Now, Raghunath Rao's wife Anandibai was one step ahead of him. She was a very devious woman. And she wanted power. So when this message went, when she realized that her husband is sending the message, she intercepted the message and the message came in her hand. And at that crossroads, she changed the word dhara to mara. You understand? Instead of capture, she said mara. Mara means to kill. And this story is famously known as dhacha ma karne, to make dha into ma. And because of this decision that Anandibai took, the Gadri soldiers captured Narayan Rao and literally mutilated him, cutting him into pieces, and he was brutally murdered. All because of the decision that was taken at the crossroad, and the dha was changed to ma. Right? As against this, we have Shivaji Maharaj, who was so inspirational that his sardars were ready to give their lives for him. You know, Shivaji, at a tender age of 7, he took an oath at Raireshwar that I will fight to death to protect the Hindavi Swaraj. And one of the Mavlas there who was taking and observing Lord Shivaji Maharaj take the oath was Tanaji Malusare. And later in his life, when he was at a crossroad, on one end, his son was going to get married, and the second end, a fort had to be recaptured, Kondana. Tanaji Malusare instantly decided, he said, no, Raiba, his son's wedding can wait. First, I will capture Kondana. So at that crossroad, he decided to take a decision of martyring himself, and he died during that capture, right? Why? Because Shivaji Maharaj's words had inspired him. Right? Another example that we may see that words were inspirational is in the life of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was a very eminent businessman and he was a nationalist at heart. So once when his friend invited him that see the sadhu has come in Calcutta, let's go and meet the sadhu. Srila Prabhupada was not very very interested. But his friend dragged him and Srila Prabhupada met this sadhu. Who was the sadhu? Who was the sadhu? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And the moment Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw Srila Prabhupada, he said, you are educated young men, you should preach in the English language this message of Lord Chaitanya. And these are the words that Srila Prabhupada took to heart. And today, me and you are sitting here because Srila Prabhupada was inspired by these words. Right? So words are very, very important. Often in today's day and age, we really don't think before speaking. We don't think what somebody else will feel. Mindlessly and thoughtlessly we speak. And then we second guess ourselves constantly. Bola ki nahi, bolna chahiye tha ki nahi, barabar bola ki nahi, barabar bola. And we are always very very unhappy and ungrateful about the decisions that we have taken with regards to all of this. So His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj always says that if you are not grateful, then all that you are is a great fool. Right? So you have to learn to be grateful and use our words wisely whenever we are at any crossroad. So that was related to words. The second is judgment. I don't know if you've heard that the two major universities in the United States, they're called old Ivy League universities, the Stanford University and the Harvard University. Now once upon a time in the history of the United States, the Stanford University did not exist. Only the Harvard University existed. So the story goes that an old couple dressed very very simply in peasant garbs came to the Harvard University, and there the secretary met them and she said, why have you come? They said, we want to meet with the president. She looked at that dress and said, oh, who are these people, some hicks that have come from the countryside? She said, no, you can't meet the president. So the couple were very very insistent, no, we want to meet the president. She said, okay, fine, go meet the president. So the president said, what is it? So the couple said that, you know, our son, we have just lost our son. He was an ex-student of Harvard. And we are very, very grateful, you know, to this university for the way he lived his life. And we want to, you know, sort of erect a memorial for him. The president was like, no, every student who dies, we can't erect memorials for them. He said, no, it's not done. So he said, okay, we don't mind donating, you know, money for a building. President said, sorry, do you know how much money a building costs? I mean, look at, in the mind he was thinking, look at their clothes, they're simpletons, this is not done. So he said, no, no, no. But the couple was very insistent. They said, no, tell us how much a building costs. So he quotes a figure, and both husband and wife look at each other and say, that's it? That's all that the building cost? Then both of them look at each other again and said, okay, no problem, we will go and build our own university. And they were Mr. and Mrs. Stanford, and that's how the Stanford University was built. Because of a wrong judgment based on the external factors that the president or the dean of the Harvard University took. A rival university came into being, and still today they have huge rivalries among themselves. Harvard students cannot tolerate Stanford students, and Stanford students can't tolerate Harvard. So once again, at a crossroad, the judgment that we take, it has to be very thoughtful. You can't take judgment or you cannot take a decision just based on some external factors. Vishakha Priya Mataji will now talk about thoughts.
So one of the other places where we usually face crossroads is our thoughts. And ultimately thoughts become our actions, so it's better to check it at the point, beginning point. Like Ganga, the starting point is Gaumukh. So if you stop it at Gaumukh, then it doesn't come down. So we'll talk about thought. Thought happens where do you think? Kidney, mein, na? Where do you think? Liver. Where do you think?
Mind.
You all are awake, na? We think in the mind, right? And usually, what does the mind tell us? Mind is compared to a monkey. You seen monkeys? How they are? What do monkeys do? Meditate, na? What do? They are just jumping from one tree to the next, one thought to the next thought. That's why it is called mind is like a monkey. And especially when we are young, we are in the stage of what? Exploration. You know what is explore? Discovery Channel. You watch on TV? Discovery Channel. We want to discover everything. Everything around us, you know. New places. Sometimes you want to discover your own body. You want to discover, I mean, anything you can discover, new tastes, discover new people, you just want to discover. And the whole process, sometimes because, simply because of the age, no fault of our own, what happens? We get so much influenced, our thoughts get influenced by what? Peer pressure. You know what is peer pressure? You call it peer pressure, not peer joy. Why? Pressure means pressure cooker. Whistle basta hai na? You just get, you are in so much tension, everything gets cooked inside because there is pressure and tension inside. So it gets cooked and it becomes, you put dal in it and it becomes ekras, becomes soft. The same way our thoughts get so much influenced by peer pressure, what we are going to think and what others will think about us. At this age we are more concerned of what others will think of us, more than what we will think of ourselves, right? When I had not joined Krishna consciousness, I was from a typical Gujarati family. My mother was Swaminarayan follower and all. And I had never eaten even onion garlic in my house. But once I started going to school and all my friends used to think I was what? Onion garlic you're not eating. What a deshi, you got deshi daru, you know. What a deshi person you are, you know. Come on, yaar, you should eat everything. You don't eat eggs. You don't eat fish. You don't eat chicken. What a... And I just started thinking, my God, if I have to be part of them, I should eat. So then I started what? Lying to my mother. I wouldn't tell her, but I started eating everything. If my mother even knew, many years later I confessed to her, she would not even let me drink a glass of water in the house, if she knew what all I was eating outside, you know. But I started doing, why? Because I thought, I have to be accepted. Huh? We all want to be accepted, na? We want to be part of the group. If the group neglects us, then we will feel, arre, then mera koi company nahi hai. So if to be in a group, I'll do anything. Whether I have to eat anything, whether I have to drink anything, I have to stand on my head, whatever, I will do it just because I want to be accepted. So what I do mainly, I start accepting their thoughts. whatever thoughts they will put in my mind, I start thinking like that. And that is why when we become youth and we go home, our parents sometimes, you might overhear them talking. Ye kal tak to aisi nahi thi, abhi aisi kaise ho gayi? How she has changed now, you know. Look at what she is speaking, look at what she is thinking. So our thoughts get completely changed because our mind gets completely influenced by what other people are telling. And we are not able to decide on this crossroad what I should be doing and what I should not be doing. So at that point, we have to not listen to the mind, but we have to listen to our intelligence. There is something called intelligence. It's not the synonym. Okay, mind and intelligence is not the same thing. That is why there are two words called sankalp and vikalp. Some things you have to accept and some things you have to... So you have to start using your intelligence. You cannot just go by the mind. Thought came and you vomit it out. Whatever I think, I just vomit. And then what happens? You have to face the repercussions also, which we don't want. We want to do it, but we don't want to face the repercussions. So we have to be very careful when it comes to the crossroads of thought, that decide between mind and intelligence, whom you want to give importance to. If you will go by the mind, more often than not, you will take wrong decisions. But if you go by intelligence, then you will be able to take the right crossroad.
Like Mataji said, thoughts lead to actions. Now, when it comes to actions, we are always in a duality, to do or to not to do. So this very sweet story which gives us an idea that if you have taken a right at the crossroads, if you have taken a right action, then what it leads us to. So a little boy was sitting at the crossroads in a village, you know, on the way to a village, when he saw a beautiful figure dressed in orange garbs with long flowy hair dancing by. And he didn't know who this figure was. This saintly personality comes dancing by. And this little boy, he can make out that the saintly personality is tired. And the little boy is sitting there selling buttermilk. So the saintly personality asks him, "What do you have there?" So the boy says, "This is buttermilk." "Oh, okay, can I have some? I'm very, very thirsty and parched. I have walked a long way." So the boy readily gives the buttermilk. And the saintly personality drinks it. And but the saintly personality says, "I have no money to give you. I am a sannyasi. And I have no Lakshmi, but my followers are coming behind, you know, and they will pay you, not to worry." And the saintly personality goes ahead. And this boy is somehow mesmerized by the beauty of the saintly personality. And he keeps looking in the direction where the saintly personality is gone. And soon he hears the sounds of drums and, you know, cymbals, and he sees a big kirtan party coming. So the kirtan party comes, and they are also very thirsty. So the boy gives buttermilk to all of them. And he says, "Your leader had just come and he has drunk buttermilk. And he said that you would be giving the money." So they all start looking at each other. He said, no. "Do you know who the saintly personality was? It was Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya has one rule for all his followers when we are on a yatra. Nobody will carry money. So we don't have any money. We are really, really sorry." Boy said, "No problem. No problem at all." And they, you know, they go ahead. And this boy is sitting at the crossroads just thinking, "I have done some service, you know, I'm happy." And just as he's about to get up, his buttermilk is finished, obviously, because he's distributed it to everybody. Just as he's about to lift the pot, he looks inside the pot and realizes the pot is full of gems, jewels. At that moment he realizes that Lord Chaitanya is not an ordinary man. He is none other than Lord himself. And at that crossroad, he just leaves his pot and rushes in the direction where Lord Chaitanya has gone. And he runs and runs and runs, and he reaches a point where Lord Chaitanya is sitting on a rock. He kneels in amazement at Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet and says, "My Lord, please accept me. I know you are the Lord. I don't want the gems. I don't want the jewels. Please give me love of God." And instantly there, Lord Chaitanya blesses him and gives him love of God. What was the price? What was the price for that love of God? Just the right decision taken at that crossroads. And after receiving the love of God, this little boy goes back to his village and remains a preacher in Lord Chaitanya's movement. So all it takes for us is to make the right choice when it comes to our action. And who knows, maybe like the little boy, we will also receive love of God. Right? Another point where we are at crossroads are at feelings. Now, Srila Prabhupada, as you know, after taking sannyas, was living in Vrindavan. Yeah, he was living in Radha Damodar temple. And there at Radha Damodar temple, he used to always meditate on the samadhi of Rupa Goswami, one of the Goswamis. And he used to feel very, very inspired. And at the age of 70, he came to a crossroads in his life where he had to decide. Either stay in Vrindavan and, you know, live like a sannyasi, or go to the West and preach this message of Krishna consciousness to the West. What do you think, what was Srila Prabhupada's choice? He went to the West. Now he is a 70-year-old man. There was no need for him to take a boat. At that time there were no airplanes. I'm talking about the early 60s, in late 60s. But he took a 2-month boat trip in, you know, with heart attacks. He went all the way. Why? Because he wanted to follow the instructions of a spiritual master. At that point of time, for him, the feeling of following the spiritual master's instruction was much more than his personal feeling of staying in Vrindavan. Right? So again, at crossroads of feelings, we have to judge and decide which one is best suited for our actions, which will add meaning to our life. Another crossroad that we often face is prayers. How many of you pray? Generally, what do you pray for? It's a truth question. What do you pray for loudly? You pray for the family? It's wonderful. What else? Anybody else can share? What do they pray for? Happiness. Whose happiness? All, not Khudka. Y'all are amazing personalities. You're praying for. Generally, people have very selfish prayers. You know, oh God, please let me pass in my exam. Oh God, please let mere ye boy ke saath bane. You know, those kind of prayers. Yes or no? I'm speaking the truth or not? Oh Lord, please let me get admission in this college. Oh Lord, you know, these kind of things, right? But what should we really pray for? These are lessons that we learn from this little boy. His name was Dhruva. Okay? Dhruva was a very little boy. And he was a son of a king. Unfortunately for him, his father did not love his mother as much as he loved his other wife. And his other wife had another son called Uttam. So one day, Dhruva Maharaj goes into the court and he sees Uttam sitting on his father, Uttanapad's lap. And Dhruva was a very little boy. He felt, I should also go and sit on my father's lap. So he rushes to sit on his father's lap and he's stopped by Uttan's mother. Yeah, her name is Suruchi. And Suruchi says, stop. You cannot sit on your father's lap. Do you know why? Because you're not born from my womb. Your mother, she's very inferior. And you know, she is not loved by this king. And since you have not been born from my womb, you cannot sit on your father's lap. Go, pray to Lord Narayan, take his blessing that next birth you will be born from my womb and then maybe you will just have a chance to sit on your father's lap. Poor little boy, he was so upset, crying and full of anger, seething anger. He goes to his mother and his mother consoles him and tells him, my dear child, it's best you meditate on the Lord. And Dhruva goes to the forest and he starts meditating. And his goal is, I'm going to please Lord Narayan and I'm going to ask him for a bigger kingdom than my father, to prove to my stepmother and to my father that I can also do it. And he prays intensely. Okay, he's guided by Narad Muni. He prays intensely. And because of his intense prayers, Lord Narayan finally appears before him. And when Lord Narayan appears before him, Dhruva at that crossroad realizes, what have I been praying for? I want wealth, I want a kingdom. Where is that going to lead me? It's going to lead me to nowhere. So he tells the Lord, my dear Lord, I've been making a mistake. I've been praying for these broken pieces of glass when actually you are the real diamond. And I don't want these broken pieces of glass. All I want is you, my Lord, the real diamond. And the Lord grants him that. Not only a kingdom, but also love of God. So the right prayers are also very, very important. At our crossroads, when we are standing in front of the Lord, what we pray, the Lord will give us. So if we pray for something material, something very tangible, that is what the Lord will give us. But if at that crossroad or at that junction of prayers, if we pray something which much more depth, we pray for understanding of self, we pray for a connection with the spiritual master, and we pray for a higher service, you know, to the society and the Lord, then our life will be much more meaningful. Vishakha Priya Mataji will talk about behavior.
Another point where we land up at crossroads very, very often is what? behavior. Just imagine if you are walking down the road and you find a wallet on the road. Akshata, can you just regulate this? You find a wallet on the road. So and it has a big pile of 1,000 rupee notes in it. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? You'll look left, you'll look right, you look ahead, you look behind, and you see nobody's watching, take it and put it in your pocket. That's one choice. Somebody can do that. Possible, right? In Kali Yuga, more often this is possible than the other thing. Another person might do what? He will take it out, he will try to see whose is it, name, address and all. And what he will do? He will go and give it to that, try to call up that person and give it to him. Very rare, anybody will do that in today's day and age. Right? Third person will do what? Bhalai pada yaar. How does it concern me? Let me walk ahead. I'll get into some difficulty if I meddle with it. Fourth person will do what? Will take it and go into the police station and give it at the police station. They'll handle it. Why should I get into the whole thing? So many ways of behaving. Isn't it true? So what is the right type of behavior when you are there? There are, when we talk of crossroads, there are many, many choices. As we said, you can do this, you can do that. So how do you decide your behavior? Depending on our integrity. What our integrity is, that's how we will end up behaving. Many times even at home, when our parents tell us to do something, we start behaving in such an awkward way that they feel, ye meri beti hai. How come she is behaving like this here? I didn't teach her how to behave like this. But because we are so much influenced by outside people, that we just keep making the wrong behavior and we keep, again and again we keep hurting. And hundreds of examples are there for this behavior thing. Right? One main example you remember is who's? Ravana the Great. So many people were telling him, don't behave like this. Give back Sita. But what he did? He said, no, I cannot give up Sita. I will keep her. And he took a wrong crossroad and what happened? Ramayan. You say, no, yaar, itni badi Ramayan ho gayi yaar. Every now and then you keep feeling like that. Dhritarashtra. In Mahabharata, you see Dhritarashtra. Again and again, Vidur was trying to tell him, don't do this and do this and don't do this. But again, he could not decide. He was on crossroads at every step. When the gambling match was there, he was at a crossroad. When the Rajasuya sacrifice was there, he was at a crossroad. So many places he was at crossroads. But he just couldn't decide. Why? Because his thoughts were being influenced by people like Shakuni. Isn't it true? So, all the time, whether we talk of action, we talk of feeling, we talk of judgment, the main thing at crossroads, it boils down to what? Choices. Isn't it? Choices. What to choose is the biggest question in life. And more often than not, we are not able to decide that. In simple things like dress and food also we can't decide. Forget taking major decisions of life. How difficult it would be, isn't it? So when we are talking about youth, we talk that it is a junction. But a bigger junction than youth is what? Human life. Human form of life. Now that we have got a human form of life. Imagine we are giving Chetna lectures. Only human beings are sitting here, right? No dogs, cats, no pets are sitting over here. Turtle has come and a rabbit has come. They are all hearing. No. Because they don't have that power of discrimination or they don't have that type of intelligence to be able to decide. But humans do have. But what has happened today? We have become dui pada pashu. Even though we are humans, but we are behaving like animals. Because animals behave on instinct. Agree? What I feel like I do. I feel like doing this. Anytime they ask, hey, kyun kar rahe ho? What's your problem? I feel like. Why are you doing this? I feel like. We just keep going by our erratic feelings. Instinctive behavior we'll end up doing, right? But what happens is 10% of our life is what happens in our life, but 90% is decided by how we react in life. And then we blame ourselves for the results, isn't it? Suppose I'm staying on the 12th floor and I'm fed up of life and I decide to jump from up. Plus, enough of everything. I am going to commit what? Suicide. Nicely. So I jump from the 12th floor. And while I'm coming down on the 5th, 6th floor, I feel, hey, maybe I shouldn't have done this, you know. I could have tried this option, that option. But do you have a choice after that? Upar se mara to, immediately you land down. Either you die or you suffer. You break a limb or something, something. So choice was there before. So sometimes we say, no, astrology. Huh? Astrologically, my kundali says this. But what is astrology? It is only your destiny which you made by your previous actions, which is technically called as karma, what we call karma. In my last life I decided to jump, so this life I have landed down. So actions, what I have decided is there. So what I did in my past life, I, because of which I am suffering now and I have no control over. But can I control my present life? Can I? Yes, I can. By doing what? By taking right decisions on crossroads. And that is technically called as guidance. And I really love this word, so I don't know how many times I might have repeated it. But you know, how do you spell guidance? G-U-I-D-A-N-C-E. So actually, if you think about it, it is guidance means what? G stands for God. U and I stands for you and I. God, you and I, when we dance together, it is guidance. So somehow or the other, if we are able to understand that type of connection, that on my various crossroads which are there in my life, which are going to come, it's not that they may come, they may not come. Tragedy is going to come in your life. Tragedy is going to come. Yesterday was the famous 9/11. What happened on 9/11? What happened? No? Plane crash? Into the
Twin
thing?
Twin Towers.
Twin Towers? You all know or remember or no? Should not forget events so soon. Because who knows, we could have been one of those sitting over there. Right? The person, people who were sitting there, they didn't know that plane is going to come. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gone to office that day. They would have taken a CL, SL, something, they would have taken a leave, you know. But they were there. And who did that to them? Human terrorists or animal terrorists? Humans. What is terrorists? Actually, human beings are the only species who are terrorized by their own species. In animal species, you will not see that a rat is afraid of a rat, or a cat is afraid of a cat, or anything. A rat is afraid of a cat, and a cat is afraid of a dog. And a dog is afraid of a tiger. Okay? But same species never afraid. We the great. They say, Mera Bharat Mahan nahi, Hum Mahan. We are the only people who are afraid of our own species. Why? Why is that? Because we just don't have proper guidance. And even if we have, we don't want to take proper guidance. Right? So when in our life, these type of tragedies are going to come. Tragedies, sickness. Sickness will come. I'm sure now also we are many times, I'm feeling nauseous, you know. I'm having a backache, even at this age. Our grandparents are also more stronger than us. Sickness has come to us now at this age. So when sickness comes, tragedy comes, disappointments come. Disappointments come? Boys ditch you? Boys ditch you? They do, whether you admit it or not. Sometimes we may not be honest. But disappointments come. Sometimes you get a resignation. Sometimes you fail in your exams. Anything happens to us, you know. Disappointments also come. So what do you do when these big, big storms in our life come? Right? The choice is whether you want to be a duck or you want to be an eagle. What does a duck do? When there is a stormy situation, the duck starts quacking. Quack, quack, quack. And she's complaining, you know. Rattling and quacking and all. What does an eagle do? Eagle is always prepared. Prepared for what? He knows that storm can come anytime. So he has his own mechanism. Prevention. What he does, he says, as soon as he sees the winds getting strong, he spreads out his wings. And he allows the stormy winds to raise him to a higher level so that he can't avoid the storm. Can you avoid storm? No, storm, I will not allow you to come. You can't do that, you know. Storm is inevitable. So tragedy and miseries and disappointments, they are inevitable. But if we become like an eagle, those same situations will make us go higher. Instead of bringing us down and destroying us, storm is not a problem. Let it come. Let hundreds of storms come. But we will become eagle and we will use those same winds to lift us above the storm so that we can face it. Right? So what is the key thing that the eagle did? He was prepared. One time, our spiritual master Radhanath Swami, he met one person. Somebody introduced him, Maharaj, please meet him. His name is Mr. R.K. Reddy, you know. So Maharaj looked at him and said, are you ready? Are you ready for Krishna, you know? So are we prepared? Are we prepared to take guidance? When these type of crossroads come in our life, you are standing in the middle of nowhere and 4 roads are there, 10 roads are there. They say, no, 7 rasta, 4 rasta. These type of roads are there in Bombay. But where to go? I don't know which side to go. So you need guidance, as I told you. And who is going to guide you? You will say, Arjun was so lucky. Krishna was there. And Krishna said, arre, ladai karo, ladai mat karo. Idhar jao, jayadrath ko idhar maro. But I am not so lucky. Krishna is not going to come for me. Krishna is going to come for us? How? Yes, Krishna comes for you and me also in 4 ways. We technically call it Hari, Guru, Vaishnav and Bhagavad Gita. Hari means who? Hari is Hari, Krishna. Hari means one who takes away our confusion. On crossroads we are always confused. In Bhagavad Gita, the highlight was what? Arjun was confused. He didn't know to fight or not to fight is the question. Right? Shakespeare ka play tha na? To do or not to do, you know, that's the biggest question. So Arjun was confused. So that is why he approached Hari. And Hari means he took away his confusion. So for Arjun, he was lucky that Krishna was Hari, Krishna was his guru also, and Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. All 3 guidance in one he got, all in one. For us also, all that is available, right? Vaishnavas are there all around us. That is why we encourage that make the right type of friends. When you are at this crossroad of youth, you have to make the right type of friends who will give you the right guidance. A friend could be there if you tell, "Arey, I have to go for Chetna later." Hey, chhod yaar, Chetna fitna. Kuch nahi hota hai udhar jaane se. Come, let's go for a movie, you know. You can get friends who will tell you like that. But you can get friends that, come on yaar, movie you can see anytime. Once in a month, such programs go on. Come, let's go, you know. Some guidance we will get. Even if you don't know now, you'll be surprised. 10 years down the line, these words of Prabhupada and Krishna will ring in your ears. And who knows, when you are at a crossroad, some battery might chumko in your mind, I had heard this, you know. Maybe let me try to apply it. Because, you know, in times of difficulty, kaha kaha se something comes out from within. You don't know, but provided you have watered your consciousness by listening to these type of things. So that is why it is very important that you come for these type of programs, where you will get Hari also, you will get Guru also, you will get Vaishnav also, and there are Bhagavad Gita books which are available down, which are going to be constant guidelines for you. You have textbooks, na? You can refer, reference books. Okay, suppose a question aaya, there's a problem, so where do I refer? Navneet guide. Let me refer to it, I might get the question ka answer over there. But provided I have the digest in my house. If I don't have, अरे अभी तो जाना है दुकान में लेने, आज संडे है, दुकान बंद है, मेरा क्राइसिस तो अभी चल रहा है, what do I do? So we have to be prepared like that eagle. We should have friends around us who will guide us on crossroads. We should keep coming to the temple where Hari is there, where Guru is there, and we should have these good scriptures in our house. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, where anytime we all have that experience. Take it. You have some problem, you open the book to any page. Somehow by Krishna's mercy, you will get your answer. You will get the direction, okay, go left, go right. You will get your answer if we are sincere. And we are open to hearing this. So that is why we are late today in doing it. So we are trying to cut it a little short. But we should understand that these crossroads will keep coming in our life. Please always remain connected to these 4 things and keep taking guidance. You don't become small by taking guidance. Our ego tries to tell us that in Gujarati we have a proverb, you know, I am pote. Means, I know what is best. I don't need any help. तुम कौन होते बोलने वाले, माय पेरेंट्स कम ऑन, आई नो नाउ आई एम ग्रोन अप, बट वी शुड नेवर थिंक वी आर मोर ग्रोन अप. एट एनी पॉइंट वी रिक्वायर गाइडेंस. वी शुड ऑलवेज थिंक वी आर स्टूडेंट्स एंड वी वॉन्ट टू पास आउट. ऑब्वियसली वी डोंट गो टू स्कूल टू रिमेन इन द सेम क्लास. कौन से स्टैंडर्ड में हो बेटा अभी? लोअर केजी. नेक्स्ट ईयर अंकल विल कम. कौन से स्टैंडर्ड में? लोअर केजी. वेन यू आर 12 ईयर्स ओल्ड कौन से स्टैंडर्ड में हो बेटा? लोअर केजी. तो बोले क्या कर रहे हो स्कूल में? यू नो, सो टेस्ट एंड एग्जाम्स आर गिवन इन अवर लाइफ फॉर वॉट? सो दैट वी कैन गो टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल. सो वी ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू कीप गोइंग टू नेक्स्ट लेवल्स इन अवर लाइफ. वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू गेट स्टक एट वन लेवल. बट फॉर दैट बी हम्बल and always take guidance from whoever you think can help. Everybody in our life should have somebody whom we can look up to. Don't have so much ego to think ke mere upar to koi nahi hai, only everybody I can look down upon, you know. That is Duryodhan mentality, you know. And Duryodhan was told ke go and find some nice person. He thought kisko dekhu, nobody is nice. And Yudhishthir was told to go, he said how many to get, everybody is better than me, right? So we should all become like Yudhishthir and feel that there are people who are good around me, let me go and take guidance so that I don't take wrong steps. If I take one wrong step, my whole life goes wrong. I choose a wrong career, I choose a wrong partner, and what happens? My whole life gets ruined. So why not take help, why not take guidance when it is available? It is not available. Kya kahan dhoondne jana? We don't know. Places like this do exist where you can come, take help, make friendship with people who will be able to do that to you. And one last message is, we are all young people, we all like to fall in love, right? Like to fall in love? We all are waiting for that Prince Charming who will come in our life and we can fall in love over there. But here, in those type of love affairs, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But here, we come for what? We come to fall in love only, but to fall in love with God, to fall in love with Krishna. And when He becomes our friend, and He becomes our companion and partner in life, He never ditches us. There are no breaks, you know, break-offs or whatever we call them. It will always be a constant thing. So we have to follow a small procedure to be able to awaken this love for God. One time this king asked, last story I'll tell you. This king asked a saint that, Maharaj, I want peace and I want to see God. So the saint said, okay, get me a glass of water, milk. So he brought a glass of milk and the saint started moving his finger inside. The king said, what are you doing? You know, you're poking your finger and moving. He's saying, no, I'm trying to find butter in the milk. So king said, are you going crazy? You can't find butter like that. You have to follow the process. You have to boil the milk. You have to jama the dahi. Then you have to churn it. And then butter will come. Right? So if we all are looking for peace and to get rid of confusion and we are looking for true love, then you have to follow some process. It's a small price to get butter. We need to follow that. So when we come to such programs, we are going to teach you how to do that process now. Process of falling in love. We all will fall in love with the same boy, that blue boy, standing over there, you know. Usually there is a fight if you fall in love with the same person. But here there is no fight. The more the people fall in love with the same boy, the better it is. So that's what we want to teach all of each other. And we want to encourage each other to do that. Let us fall in love with Krishna. Hare Krishna. If there is one question, quick, we can take it, and if not, then we can end. If there is any one question.
Anyone has?
Question? Thank you. Sita.
Thank you, Matji. Thank you for your wonderful lecture.
It's okay.
I am a mother of two. We just came for the first time and the first experience was very, very, very good. Hari Bol, it was really very nice.
Please consider this your home and keep coming.
Yes.
This is his home and we all are coming over here.
He has come to the temple many times for the For the Chetna program, we have come for the first
time. We have program for kids and for youth and everybody. We should always like to share.